Yes.
Bob, Mr. President, the story is broken on the AP and the UP.
Yeah, I see it.
And we've tried to track it down. Jim Greenfield talked to the AP, I understand, and was told it came from a source close to the Pentagon who was alleged to be a chairman of a congressional committee. I don't know what the source is, but anyhow, it's broken. And it seems to me State and we and George Reedy ought to agree now on a statement that could be made by one of the departments, I presume the Pentagon. But before doing that, I wanted to ask your permission to do so. The statement that we would make, I would propose, would simply say that during the night hours, the two destroyers were attacked by patrol boats. The attack was driven off. No casualties or damage to the destroyers. We believe several of the patrol boats were sunk. Details won't be available until daylight.
That's okay.
All right, I'll take care of it.
I just go and put that out.
All right, I'll take care of it.
Anything else?
No, I talked to Dylan, and he fully agrees with the action. I couldn't get hold of Bobby. He's nowhere that he can be found. But I'll keep a call in for him.